Well, today we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 4 again. Hello, this is Mike Moody. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask that that which is spoken today from thy word will mean something to us. We just pray that you would lead and guide as we think of the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the one who means everything. And for those that are not saved, and this is not true in their own hearts, we pray for them. We pray for each one listening, whether they be at home or on the road, traveling, or whether they be at work. Father, we just pray that you work in their hearts. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, if you recall, we looked yesterday at the charge Timothy is given by Paul in the last words written by Paul in the inspired word of God. This great charge before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach the word. Speaking of how the quick, that is the living and the dead, shall all appear before this one, the Lord Jesus. So in verse 3 we pick up, why do we preach the word? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So here we see the continual exhortation from Paul to Timothy, and he tells him that in the last time, we see that ones will not endure sound doctrine. Well, in these books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, we see that sound doctrine should lead to sound behavior. And the word sound is the word for healthy. The word comes from the same word meaning hygiene, healthy. What is healthy doctrine? Well, if we looked at some references in these three little books, in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, we could get an idea of healthy doctrine. As we've noted this before in chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, in verse 10, speaking of ones who, it says, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. So there it gives you the example of things that are contrary to sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is that which is healthy. Verse 11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, Paul said. So the glorious gospel we see there, that is healthy doctrine. Yet then we move on down to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, where we're reading from today, and the challenge is that there will be ones who will not endure sound doctrine, so we must preach the word. Then over in Titus 1 and 9, the spiritual leaders are to hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by healthy or sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And then again, in 2 and 1 of Titus, speaking to the aged men, bespeak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. So Titus was encouraged that he would speak that which was healthy doctrine. What would it produce? That it would produce in these older brethren these qualities of a godly man. And then we would also consider a couple other passages, but for time's sake, let's move on in our passage here. And it speaks about how ones would turn to their own lust and heap upon themselves teachers having itching ears. And we see here it speaks of how they should be turned into fables. In Titus 1:14, in that same exhortation to the spiritual leaders, he said of those that was holding to false doctrine, Wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. So we see the closing words of Paul would include holding fast to sound doctrine, because there would be many that would not endure sound doctrine. You know, the word endure is found many times in these three little books. We see also that it says watch. That means to be sober. Means to be of clear mind. So we need to be of clear mind if we're going to endure among those who would not endure sound doctrine. Well, we could go on and we see in verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So we see here, this one Timothy, perhaps was more of a teacher, but we see that he's told to do the work of an evangelist. Proverbs tells us, he that winneth souls is wise. So whether your spiritual gift is an evangelist or not, it's wise to take part. And as the Word of God tells us, that some plant, some water, but God giveth the increase. It's wise to seek to win souls. Paul also encourages Timothy to make full proof of thy ministry. Whatever area the Lord has placed you in, whatever area of ministry and gift that he has given you to serve in, whatever area of service, he says, make full proof of it. It should be clear. You should be putting your feet and your hands to the work, that it would be clear that that is what the Lord has you to do. Make full proof of it. You know, let's turn to some passages and see some interesting passages. In 1 Corinthians 16:15, I like the way this is brought forth. Speaking of ministry, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. Notice he said they have addicted themselves to the ministry. Isn't that a wonderful statement? In the world that we are in today, people have addicted themselves to many things, to pleasure, and unto riches, and unto substance such as drugs and alcohol. People are addicted to many things. But here, Paul was speaking of ones that had addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Have you addicted yourself to what area of service the Lord has given to you? Turn to 2 Corinthians. This time, let's go over to chapter 6. Verse 1, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Speaks here of being workers together. Let's go on here in verse 3. It speaks of the ministry, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in strife, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. We see here, in all these different circumstances, verse 3 says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. We see here that it's the Lord's ministry. And it, of course, here Paul in 2 Timothy 4 is speaking of, make full proof of thy ministry, speaking of what area the Lord has you serving in. But let's keep in mind that under the great umbrella of his ministry is our ministry. Everything that is in connection with the will of God in service for him must be in mind that it is the Lord's ministry. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But here we are in that glorious age of grace, the church age as well, we call it. It is his ministry. And what a glorious thing it is. The Lord has allowed us in whatever area of service we're in that we can serve him. You know, we think of that time over there in 1 Corinthians 15 where Paul said, for I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. So we see here, by the grace of God, I am what I am. So in whatever area the Lord has put you in, let's be fervent in it, in your ministry, keeping in mind that it's all under that great umbrella for the fact that everything is his ministry. It's the Lord's. It's his body. It's his church. It's his purposes and his counsels. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? So let's keep in mind all things should be done to his name. Unto his name give glory. Psalm 115. Well, if we continue on with this, we would find ourselves in that great section where Paul is speaking of his departure. Lord willing, we'll touch on that tomorrow. We'd just like to close and say, if there be any out there that has a comment or a question, if you have a concern about your own soul, these things that we've spoken of today have spoken largely to those that know Christ, and how we are to serve him. But if you know not Christ as your Savior, the Word of God is abundantly clear that we cannot do anything to earn our salvation, that trying to serve the Lord is vanity unless you know him as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 4 says this, speaking of how to be right with God, how to be justified with God. We see here, verse 3, for what saith the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. My friend, first you must be justified by faith, then we can serve God. Our P.O. Box for anyone with comments or concerns is P.O. Box 689 in Ramsor. P.O. Box 689 in Ramsor. This is the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.